from here, yeah, I can get a 3D rendering and just really cut it in half and mirror it, which makes the process a little faster.
A gray cyborg with an armor-plated chest takes shape in three dimensions on a computer at Muncie's Maring Hunt Library. Brian Henry is at the keyboard.
When they capture these with the picture, they're still kind of bumpy. They're not perfectly clean. There's a lot of noise. You can see how bad his feet look.
The cyborg started in Henry's head. He made a clay model of the figure, then took dozens of photographs of it at all angles, and fed them into a computer app to make a 3D rendering. Pretty soon, that cyborg will be printed in plastic using the library's 3D printer. This afternoon, the printer is forming a gray satellite, layer by layer. When finished, Henry will paint both pieces, attach them to a magnetic base, and set them on a chessboard. Set up on a nearby table, he shows off a finished chess set with a vampire theme.
You have bats for the pawns, coffin for a rook, a werewolf for a knight, vampires, kind of like a Dracula-looking character for the bishops, and I decided to keep the...
Henry, now an art teacher at Inspire Academy in Muncie, used to help at an after-school program in Austin, Texas, where students loved competitive chess.
There's about 50 kids in the program, and I would have amateur chess tournaments on Fridays. And the kids gravitated towards like these larger, heavier pieces that a lot of tournament players will use. And so I just thought, well, what if I started to make them more unique to the kid? Maybe the kid liked a particular type of monster.
He wants to bring the creativity of a new environment to a classic game. Henry has planned out 15 different chess sets that he plans to build and eventually sell to bring the love of the game to more people.
Knowing I didn't want to change any of the classic rules, I just wanted to make it more aesthetically modern. You know, give it some character and enable the kids to kind of make it their own.
But to sculpt every piece in every set by hand would take too much work. That's why Henry loves 3D printing capabilities, which he says are becoming faster and better year after year.
I learned there was a 3D printer, and I slowly learned a way to convert the sculptures into, you know, plastic models. And it was cheap, fairly efficient, fairly quick. I'm actually astonished that this is available to the public. It allows me to experience, you know, what's available with the technology without having to invest a lot of money.
Henry says he thinks there will be an audience for his chess sets. He likes chess because there's no luck involved. Each player has the same pieces that move using the same rules. You use the skills you've learned to battle your opponent.
It really is an art form. I view it really like learning how to play a musical instrument. I don't know, the harmonies that you can create with the piece coordination, there's an aesthetic beauty to the geometry of the game.
In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.